the women were weeping as Jesus went by. Now you have to understand that these were professionals. There were people that knew this was a terrible way to die, and they felt sorry for them, but they just didn't have time to do anything about it. So they paid some women to weep to total strangers to help them feel better. And so the women didn't know who this man was. They were just doing what the job was to ease someone else's conscience and to weep for these criminals who were about to be crucified. And so Jesus was facing the hypocrisy. And when we face hypocrisy, how do we handle it? Out of God's presence, we can become furious, judgmental. In God's presence, we act here. I don't know how we act. You will act in God's presence. But I know when you're in God's presence and I'm in God's presence, I will act differently in His peace, His love, His joy, than if I'm out feeling insecure, unloved, unhappy. And so if we have been hypocritical in our life, this is not saying everything's fine, but after we've repented, after we've amended lives, we need to be able to move on. God wants us to move on. And that's why we're putting the nail on the cross. That's that old self that won't let us move. And we leave here tonight. Let's make a vow. We're going to move on in life.